Alrighty, folks, at the end of the day, I have to break the news for you. There's a skill that a lot of you poo-poo on, talk down on, think dirty of, that it is actually a part of your everyday existence. We're going to have this conversation with Mr. Brian Adamson. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Mike.
So you and I help a lot of people. We coach up a lot of people. We have education. We have programs, consulting, all of that. Education is one part of it. But you know, there's this thing that we do every day that is a vital element. And I don't think a lot of people understand or give it the respect it deserves. You brought this up, so I'll let you share it with the audience. What are we talking about?
I will argue, and I mean argue with y'all in the comments today, that right after education, as a real estate investor, sales is the most important skill that you need to have as a real estate investor if you want to be successful directly following you going out getting educated.
I actually think sales is probably the number one life skill you should have for anything. Hands down. You're selling your significant other, you're selling your kids, you're selling your boss, you're selling. It just is a part of everything. And most people run away from it. Oh, sales is dirty. Cause you guys think everything's a used car sales. It's just not how it works. It's a lot more than that.
Exactly. Yeah. First of all, sales, I think, gets a bad connotation because most people are trying to convince people to buy something. But that's not sales. Me trying to convince you to do something based off of how it benefits me is not sales. Right? That's almost manipulation. And I think that's why most people have a bad taste in their mouth regarding sales. We all been to timeshare sales presentations, right? But sales should be persuasion.
Right.
I'm giving you additional context to persuade you to do a thing that you already want to do.
Yeah.
Right. When you walk into a sales environment, you already know the potential of what's going to happen there. You're just looking for the context to either persuade you to do it or not to do it. Right. Yeah. Me convincing you to do something for my purposes versus me persuading you to help you do something for your purposes are two totally different things.
Yeah.
And so I'll just say this really quick. Broke people make sweeping generalizations. Rich and wealthy people understand that everything is its own unique experience, meaning if I were to flip a house and make 100 grand and I flip a house and make 30 and lose 30 grand, does that mean that flipping houses is a scam? No, it means that something went really well on this $100,000 deal, not so good on this 30,000. I got to figure out how to fix this so this doesn't happen again. But most people just make sweeping generalizations and might, including all sales is bad. Sales is icky. Sales is yucky.
Yeah. Yeah. When I, you know, having taught sales, I ran sales enablement for a long time and I've sold, I mean, I've had, dude, my largest quota, I've had quota since I was 15 years old, either monthly or quarterly quota. My largest quota was $1.1 billion. I'll say that again. $1.1 billion was my largest quota. It was a worldwide goal for a top five software company. I own that number. I could not individually impact a single dollar. You can't. If I'm chasing single dollars, I'm not doing a billion. I can't scale.
Yeah.
So I had to figure out a way to impact thousands or hundreds of leaders that impacted thousands of people. It is everything. And I have two beliefs about sales that I've now simplified. You either chase the head or you chase the heart. What do I mean by that? You could go, like, if you're selling software and automation, you could go in and do this whole value add, you know, I can help you save 5 hours a day, 5 hours a day times $100 is $500. And that's selling the head. That's math. What I've seen in the world is there's about 15 to 20% of the people that lean that way. So I would not do that. It's just not the pool's not enough. You have to chase the heart. You have to find that thing that's important. Are you having to stay at work longer because this process is error prone and blah, blah, blah? Have you missed baseball games and football practice, cheer, whatever? Have you missed your band recitals, whatever it is? If you can chase, if you can find a way to move the heart, the head will follow. So that's one thing I believe.
Yeah.
The other one I believe, as individuals, you are either selling aspirin or vitamins. What do I mean by that? Aspirin solves a unique pain in a short time, right now. Vitamins is some future promise of do this for X amount of time and good things will happen. Trust me when I say it is a much easier to sell aspirin than vitamins.
Yes, sir.
So those are my kind of core beliefs. And you can break that down on anything.
Yeah.
Heart, head, aspirin, vitamins. Those are kind of big beliefs of mine.
Yeah, I echo that, those sentiments. I teach that you need to get them to focus on the payoff, not your product in pieces.
Right.
Right. So many people, because one, they don't know how to clearly identify and articulate what the payoff is. They think the value is in all the other stuff. So for instance, if you're raising capital and you're trying to sell your investor on the idea of partnering with you, and you get fixated on, you know, how many times you notify them throughout the week, the fact that they got your personal number and can call you anytime, that's not what they want. That's more work, right? They want you to clearly articulate and show them how you get them from A to Z and what time frame, and specifically what's going to be their return and result of it, right? And, you know, going back to your other point, Mike, people buy for one reason and one reason only. And that reason is because they feel like it. So yeah. Your job as the salesperson is to create an environment to make them feel like buying what you're selling. And so if you're very introverted, or you're very analytical, or it doesn't, none of that is an excuse for you not becoming a people person. You have to, or either you or somebody on your team called partner has to be that person that can build and cultivate relationships and start selling each individual on the vision. So specifically, I just talked about private investors, okay? You have to be able to sell your contractors. While you think that managing them with an iron fist is what's gonna make it most effective, what's really making it most effective is you understanding what's important to them and selling them on the idea of that outcome. Whether that be that you got two more deals stacked up right behind this one, whether that be that there may be some incentive bonus in result of them finishing on time or beforehand. You have to understand what makes everybody tick, because people buy for one reason and one reason only, because they feel like it. The real estate agent has to understand, why is it that they need to devote time to go and scour the internet and pull out deals for you, rather than just hit this button and send you 1,000 of them a day like they do any other 90% of the other people they talk to. What separates you from them, right? Yeah. Your property management company, what makes your part of their portfolio more important for them to manage than you? You have to understand, to Mike's point, what is important to people, because most people, unfortunately, as investors, we're leading in with everything that's important to us. But this is a reciprocated relationship. And so you have to also understand what is important to them. And just the fact of saying I'm paying you is not enough, because guess what? Everybody's paying.
Yeah. The other thing that this hits real hard, and I love we're talking about real estate investors, is it's actually one of the rules for One Rental at a Time is this is a people business. Mm-hmm. It's not about the building. It's very, very little about the building. You want to get a great deal. Well, you've got to talk to the agents and the owners and this and that. You want to get a closing done fast. You got to work with title or escrow. You got to work with the appraisers to make sure they get in. It's a people business. And if you come at, again, I made this mistake. I thought the answer, Brian, lived in Excel. That's where I was comfortable. That's where I thought the answer was. It's not where the answer is. The answer is in the relationships. One of my 7 rules is you got to meet 2 new people a week. It's not that hard, but people act like it's crazy. If you meet 2 new people a week, you have 100 more people in your Rolodex.
Yeah.
You do that for 20 years, you got 2,000 people. This is a people business, man. And oh, by the way, sales is a part of it. It's just, it's vital. I wish more people understood that.
Yeah. Yeah. I you know, again, and I said this at the 50K subs event, we have to stop putting titles on ourselves that don't serve us.
Yeah.
You know, I'm introverted. You can say I have introverted tendencies, right? I'm just saying that whatever that title is, if you own it to a point that it's impeding you on becoming the person you need to become to do the thing, then stop saying that's what you are. You need to start working on a new identity, right? If you find comfort in that and saying, I'm just over analytical, then that means that you hyper obsess over two different outcomes and pick neither. That's just an intelligent form of being indecisive, right?
I love it.
You know, I'm a perfectionist. You're just a sexy dressed up version of a procrastinator. So like, if you can't own that and be successful. So the stuff that Mike and I are telling you is that whatever idea that you've had about sales, you have to understand that number one, there'd be no economy if there wasn't sales, like zero economy, like
zero.
At some point that boss of yours called entrepreneur sold a product or service to somebody that now gives you a job. Sales is the bloodline of the economy. Okay.
Amen.
And you are just as much a participant, whether you like to acknowledge it or not.
Absolutely right. Brian, you're amazing, man. I love this topic. Where can people follow you?
Brian Adamson Official on YouTube, Instagram, and everywhere else.
There you go. Thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir.